Blog Talk Radio.
Shut up and sit down. Shut up and sit down.
Welcome to the Football Garbage Time NFL Podcast. Fantasy Football Week 12 edition. That's right, we're coming at you live with another episode of the Football Garbage Time Podcast. But this time, we're talking fantasy football from Week 12. Today, we're going to cover all sorts of things for you, including waiver wire pickup for Week 13. Hopefully, you're still in it in the regular season and getting ready for the playoffs. So we got all those ready for you. And then we also got our thoughts on the fantasy football MVPs through Week 12, fantasy football bust through Week 12, and much more. So we got a lot of stuff going on for you. All right, so we'll be, this is Hakun Wong. I'm the editor-in-chief of Football Garbage Time. I'll be joined shortly by Ryan Whitfield, senior staff writer, and we'll be talking to you about all those things. But right now, what we're going to do is we're starting off a new segment here. We've been talking to you all season long about all the football issues that have been going on from week to week, all the highlights and all the strangeness that's happened throughout the NFL season in 2016. And now we're going to be talking to you about all the fantasy football things that have been happening over the last... Oh, come on now. Everybody lighten up. It's not that bad. It's actually going to be a whole lot of fun because, you know what? We are a whole heck of a lot of fun to listen to. So, and without much further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get us started with a couple of the waiver wire pickups, and we'll kind of jump in a little bit. Here we go. All right, let's start with some waiver wire pickups for you. So, there have been a number of injuries and so forth throughout the season, and we want to get you up to speed on a number of people that you might want to look at and consider to pick up in your fantasy football league. So what we're going to do is we're going to start talking to you about all the ones that we have thought of that you might want to consider that might be available on your waiver wire. Now, generally speaking, that includes players that are at least 50% available in standard Yahoo leagues. And we'll try to keep it around there, but we'll make some exceptions from time to time and discuss some of those who are just over that cusp because we think it's important for you to keep an eye out for them. Now, if you've been following us throughout the season, you know that I have a weekly series, a weekly column that I'm going to... Oh, thank you very much for that. Thank you very much for that. We have a weekly column here, Waiver Favors. Waiver Favors comes out every Sunday night, and we'll cover all the waiver wire pickups for the previous week into the next week. So hopefully you check us out on the website, footballgarbagetime.com, and look at those, and we will get you up to speed. But for now, let's talk about who you should be picking up for Week 13 and what our thoughts. And we're going to start with Wendell Smallwood. Wendell Smallwood is a running back for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, back in Week 11, you might have noticed that Ryan Matthews and Darren Sproles went out with injury. Not one, but both were injured. Matthews had an MCL sprain, and Sproles had a fractured rib. Now, that meant that Wendell Smallwood in Week 11 got all the run that he could handle, and he ended up with 13 carries for 48 yards, 4 receptions for 31 yards, and approximately half a game. So that actually trended really nicely. We'd love to see those numbers double if he was the primary running back in the backfield for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, in Week 12, he had kind of that opportunity. Darren Sproles, being the tough guy that he was, did come back from rib injury and play that game. And Sproles did outsnap him 31-22, according to Pro Football Focus. But what did Wendell Smallwood do with the opportunity he was given? Well, he had 9 carries, and he did out-carry Sproles. 9 carries for 37 yards, and he had 1 reception for 10 yards. So that was clearly a disappointing performance by Wendell Smallwood. But keep in mind that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense was firing on all cylinders during that game. And throughout that entire game, the Eagles had to really go take to the air. And that meant a lot more Darren Sproles and a lot less Wendell Smallwood. So although it was disappointing, I don't think it's 100% indicative of what Wendell Smallwood can do. He's obviously available in a great number of leagues, over 50% of leagues. If you are hurting for a running back, even in 12-team leagues, but I would say more along the lines of 14-team leagues or maybe a flex in a 12-team league, or deeper area, then he's worth a look because Ryan Matthews is still out. He did not practice on Wednesday this week, and the Eagles will be facing the Bengals in Week 13, a team that you could take advantage of. So let's go on to our next pickup, and that's Tyler Boyd, wide receiver of the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, in Week 11, if you're paying attention, I'm sure you were because he's one of the top draft picks this year for fantasy football. A.J. Green was Andy Dalton's favorite target, pulled up lame in the first half, and there was fear that he tore his hamstring, and he did actually tear his hamstring after coming back from an MRI. So Tyler Boyd stepped in during Week 11 and stepped up, catching 6 of 8 targets for 54 yards and a touchdown. And in addition to this, we find out that Giovanna Bernard in Week 11 is out for the season with a torn ACL. So that basically left only a number of passing options. Because remember, Giovanna Bernard, although a running back, was the pass-catching back in Cincinnati. And that left Tyler Eifert as the basically undisputed number one target. But who would be the number two target? Now, there's Brandon LaFell out there who hasn't done much in a long time since being cut by the Patriots and brought on to the Bengals. So he's also someone that you might want to target in deeper leagues. But certainly, Tyler Boyd has flashed a lot of upside, and I feel that he's the person that you'd probably want. Now, in Week 12, he did catch 5 of 9 targets for 62 yards. He was second in targets only to Eifert's 11, and A.J. Green, of course, is still out. He did not practice this week. He's unlikely to play this week. When Marvin Lewis was asked about it, he said his prognosis was cloudy, and that means, according to the local Beat news reporter, that he will not be playing. In PPR leagues particularly, coming up in Week 13 against Philadelphia, as we saw, the Packers were able to abuse and take advantage of that Philly secondary. I certainly think that the Bengals will need to throw the ball to keep up, and this could bode well for Tyler Boyd. Okay, so let's move on to the next pickup, and that is Marquise Lee, wide receiver of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson is the duo that we thought was going to step up this year, along with Blake Bortles in Jacksonville. Now, Allen Hurns has not stepped up and has had a litany of injuries as well, and that has opened the door for Marquise Lee. Now, the Jaguars aren't a good team. We know that, but we don't really care about good teams in fantasy football, do we? We just care about opportunity and production. And Lee has had the opportunity of at least 6 targets in 8 of 10 games through Week 11, and has production with at least 50 yards in 5 of 6 games since Week 11. And in Week 11, he added his first touchdown of the season. In Week 12, he followed it up with 4 receptions for 37 yards and a touchdown, and he had 1 carry for 2 yards, and he also does kick returns. So keep in mind, if you are in a league that also includes kickoff return yards, then he can also add a nice floor, pad your floor, with the averaging around 20 to 50 kickoff return yards per week. So he is someone that I would target as a pickup. He's available in a number of leagues, again, over 60%, over 70% of the standard leagues. He's facing a tough set of matchups in the next couple of weeks. So that's the only thing that's holding him back. Facing Denver in Week 13, facing Minnesota and Houston in Weeks 14 and 15, definitely difficult secondaries, but they're going to have to pass the ball, and Blake Bortles has demonstrated he is not afraid to go downfield. So Marquise Lee, someone you might be interested in, and of course, if you are in leagues that play in Week 16 and 17 of the regular season, then Tennessee and Indiana lined up for that last 2 games of the season where he could be a real monster. So someone to keep in mind as far as wide receivers are concerned. So that brings us to the next pickup, and that is Sammy Watkins. Now, they'll keep in mind, Sammy Watkins was actually activated off the IR back in Week 12, and he did great, 3 catches, 80 yards, only played about a quarter of the about a half of the snaps, which is exactly what we expected. He would be limited. He said he came out of the game unaffected, but he didn't practice on Wednesday because of the fact that he had foot soreness. So keep an eye on that. He is actually available in only about 40% of leagues, but he's someone who can be a difference maker. Keep in mind that in 2015, he had 1,000-plus yards and 9 touchdowns. So there's a lot of upside there if you want to stash Sammy Watkins at the end of your bench. Just keep in mind that he may not be able to play a full complement of snaps for quite some time to come. All right. let's move on to the next pickup, and that is Vance McDonald, tight end from San Francisco 49ers. Now, McDonald has quietly been productive as he's had six targets in each of his last four games since week 11, totaling 180 yards, two TDs in his three games from through week 11. And he's clearly Colin Kaepernick's favorite tight end target. So if you need a tight end, he's someone to look at. In week 12, he caught 4 of 8 for 60 yards versus the Dolphins. So he's clearly highly targeted. He is he led the 49ers in targets and receiving yards in week 12. And he has a nice cushy set of matchups in weeks 13 to 15. He's at Chicago, again against the Jets at home, and then at Atlanta. None of those scare you as far as secondaries. Vance McDonald can be a difference maker for those of you who lost tight ends along the way. For instance, those who are relying on Rob Gronkowski and couldn't get Martellus Bennett or somebody in that type of situation. Or perhaps those who have Jordan Reed, although I'm going to talk about Jordan Reed in a minute. So keep in mind, Vance McDonald, someone that you might want to keep an eye on as a tight end coming up in the rest of your fantasy season. So let's move on to the next one. And that's Matt Barkley, quarterback for the Chicago Bears now. This, you know, being a Bears fan, it's actually shocking that I have to say that because no one expected Matt Barkley to be a starting quarterback anywhere. But, hey, like I said, being good has nothing to do with being a good fantasy football player. So remember, in 2013, Matt Barkley was a fourth-round draft pick. And quite frankly, the only reason why he got his chance with the Chicago Bears here today is because Brian Hoyer and Jay Cutler are both out due to injury. So in his first NFL start, his first NFL start ever, Barkley went 28 of 54 for 316 yards, three touchdowns, and two interceptions against the Tennessee Titans in Week 12. Now, a lot of that is because the Bears' defense is starting to be as bad as the Bears' offense. I mean, let's face it, they've had so many injuries up and down, and now Danny Trevathan is out basically for the rest of the season. It's brutal, brutal, brutal as far as injuries are concerned in Chicago, and so they're going to be in catch-up mode pretty much continuously. And Barkley likes to spread it around. Now, keep in mind, he is dealing with third- and fourth-string wide receivers like Cameron Meredith and Lewis and all these people that I've barely heard of before. Marcus Wilson, which I'm going to mention in a minute, is probably somebody that you might even want to look at yourself. But at the end of the day, poor defense and a decent schedule. I mean, they're facing the 49ers, the Lions, and the Packers the next 3 weeks. Makes Matt Barkley a viable quarterback in two quarterback leagues or as a backup in maybe 14-team leagues and deeper. All right, let's move on to the next one. Taylor Gabriel, wide receiver of the Atlanta Falcons. Now, Taylor Gabriel, again, is just basically lightning in a bottle. I mean, he was previously of the Cleveland Browns, where he did show his speed and his agility, but never really caught on there. But, of course, let's face it, no one catches on in Cleveland. The Browns are just terrible, and basically anyone there is just drowning from it. But anyway, there he's gone. He's now in Atlanta. And what has happened? Well, over the previous 3 weeks, Taylor Gabriel has been used efficiently downfield, getting five targets and scoring in each of those weeks. This time around in week 12, the Falcons decided to try Gabriel in quick screens, and he made short work of the defense with 35 yards and a 25-yard touchdown on his way to 102 total yard day. Now, his speed and agility has been a great compliment for the Falcons, Julio Jones, and, of course, Mohamed Sanu is more of a possession receiver. And now we've seen what he can do behind the line of scrimmage. I expect quite a few more of those. So those of you who have bench space looking to catch lightning in a bottle in 14-team leagues or deeper, or even if you want to just stash him in more shallow leagues, go ahead and do it. I think you should give him a shot. Next, Marquez Wilson, wide receiver, Chicago Bears. We just talked about him. There's a bunch of nobodies out there catching balls from Matt Barkley in Chicago. But Marquez Wilson did make a name for himself, did flash a little bit of effectiveness and a little bit of potential early in his career. But injuries and general ineffectiveness this year has basically derailed him, at least until this 2 weeks ago. Now, this all changed, apparently, when he got his first full practice of the year this past Friday before week 12. And with that opportunity, with Alshon Jeffrey suspended, with Zach Miller with a foot injury unavailable, Kevin White out for the year, he managed to really step up. He snagged 8 of 11 targets for 125 yards and a touchdown. It's difficult to predict
how things will go with the Bears wide receivers moving forward, but I think Wilson has a better than average chance of becoming a significant part of this offense. Although it's not a great offense, it's definitely an offense that we'll have to throw in volume, and that means value in 16-team leagues and deeper, or those who just want to speculate a little bit. And that brings us to Malcolm Mitchell, wide receiver of the New England Patriots. Now, of course, anybody in the Patriots can have value, but you never know who is going to have it. But keep in mind that Mitchell has been trending up for a while now with all the various injuries that have come across the Patriots receiving corps. Now, without Chris Hogan available, Mitchell put up a whopping 98 yards and a touchdown in Week 11, and he drew praise from the legendary Tom Brady. If Tom Brady likes you, he's going to throw you the ball, and he's going to throw the ball well. So Hogan coming back, we thought, well, that's going to dent his productivity in Week 12, but Mitchell still snagged 5 of 7 targets for 42 yards and 2 touchdowns, including catching the game winner. So clearly he has the trust of Brady, and he is clearly someone who has a lot of ability and a lot of agility and a lot of speed, and that's something that we like to see in our home run hitters. Now, he only ended up playing about 50% of the snaps in Week 12 with Hogan back in 2 wide receiver sets, but he's definitely been efficient with them. And Rob Gronkowski has a chest-slash-back issue, and Martellus Bennett might be looking at some time off of an ankle-slash-shoulder injury. So who knows what's going to happen. If either of those guys or both of those guys stay out, Mitchell could see an increase in the snap count, and he could be a sneaky good pickup for those looking to find a Brady beneficiary in New England, particularly in 14-team leagues or deeper. So if you want to stash him in one of those leagues, or even if you want to stash him in one of the shallower leagues, I would not object to that. You should go ahead and do that. So that brings us to the last pickup that I want to talk about, and that is Vernon Davis, tight end for the Washington Redskins. Now, in Week 12, Jordan Reed got injured early in the game. He did come back and finish the game, caught a touchdown, looked great, one-handed catch. He's amazing. But he did suffer a grade 3 separation of his AC joint. So he will not be able to full ability to put his arms over his head to catch passes, and that may mean he doesn't play. Now, he did not practice on Wednesday. He's likely out for Week 13. So what does that mean? That means Vernon Davis will be the number one tight end in Washington in Week 13. So what has Davis done? Let's go back in time and take a look at that. Okay, so Week 8, he had 5 receptions for a whopping 93 yards. That was good. They had a bye week in Week 9. Week 10, 3 for 66 and a touchdown. And last week, with Jordan Reed going in and out of the game and having a good game, he still managed to catch 5 for 68 yards. Now, with all that said, in Week 11, he put up a big donut, got 0, so there's always a possibility he does that. But I think that if Jordan Reed sits, Vernon Davis is a very viable tight end streamer for Week 13 against the Arizona Cardinals, and that tight end position is someplace where they are at least mildly vulnerable. So that is what we have as far as pickups. So let's bring this to a screeching halt, and let's talk about who we think the fantasy MVP and fantasy bust is so far this year. So first of all, let's talk about the fantasy MVP. Right, so this is this guy that you might have heard of, Derek Carr. He's been drafted anywhere between the 8th and 12th rounds of different leagues, but he's been performing like a top 5 quarterback. He has the 5th most passing yards in the NFL right now. He is incredibly efficient, and he is consistent from week to week. So I think that Derek Carr is the fantasy MVP, in my mind, up through week 12. Now, keep in mind, he did have a dislocated finger where he dislocated his pinky in 2 places, but he is a man. He came back. He played through it with a glove, and he has been practicing today, Wednesday, so he is in line to play in week 13. So that goes, and that brings us to the bad side. That's right, the part of this where we talk about the people who really suck. That's right, that's the bust of the year so far through week 12, and that, in my book, is Todd Gurley. Oh, my goodness, a top 5 consensus draft pick in fantasy football at the beginning of the year, had a fantastic season last year, just hasn't been able to put it together since the Rams moved from St. Louis to Los Angeles. I don't know. Is it something in the water? Is it something in the air? I have no idea. But he is just not doing well. Here is a sound of all those Todd Gurley fans today. That's right, there are none. And this is what I think about anybody who sticks by Todd Gurley today. They're crazy. Because you want to know why? He has the 17th most rush yards this year of all the starting running backs. That is not good. He is behind the likes of Jeremy Hill, Spencer Ware, Matt Forte, Jordan Howard, and Jay Ajayi, some of which, like Jordan Howard, weren't even drafted this year in fantasy football. And none of those who were drafted in the first round, particularly in the first five picks of your draft. And he is just behind the likes of Isaiah Crowell from Cleveland Browns and Terrence West of the Baltimore Ravens, two people who I wouldn't start in a league unless I absolutely had to. Oh, so that brings us to the end of our show for today. And pull the horn. I'm sure you're glad. I'm sure you hope you enjoyed it. This is our new fantasy football, fantasy garbage time NFL podcast, fantasy football edition. We'll be trying to do this each week. We're going to try and set you up for the playoffs coming up next week. So until next week, feel free to follow me at FB Garbage Time on Twitter. We'll get you updated on any injury news that we see, any changes that you need to make your fantasy lineup. And, of course, check out Waiver Favors coming up every Sunday night where we tell you who you should pick up each and every week so you can put in your claims early. And in the meantime, enjoy the rest of your NFL fantasy week.
Shut up and sit down.